You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. When Michael Spriggs calls his new album Back to One, the one means the core sound of his music.
It's about the guitar tones. It's about the actual acoustic guitar tones. So I started plugging in the older guitars and like the song Back to One. That's one of the original guitar sounds that I used. And then I built all that synth stuff and the electric stuff around it. You know, but that's what it's about. I just wanted to get back to the roots of actually doing finger-style, open-tuning guitars. That's where I wanted to go. And it worked out well, I think.
As you can hear, when Michael Spriggs goes back to his roots, that doesn't mean a simple finger-picking guitar. He's multi-tracking, playing electric, and layering in synthesizers. But he does do some finger-picking as well. In Nashville, Michael Spriggs is a first-call session player, or, as they call it, in Music City.
A-string Nashville session players, where you get to a point where you're on call and you have a lot of accounts and you're playing with the very best guys. When you're up at that level, you're starting to play on a lot of number one records.
Bye, bye, goodbye heartache, no more tears, no more heartbreak. I've been down, the blues have been rough. I'm gonna find somebody to love.
Which partly accounts for the six-year gap between his third and fourth albums. He was busy playing on records by people like Faith Hill, Leanne Rimes, Waylon Jennings, and Hank Williams Jr. He was also a substitute player on the Grand Ole Opry. That still thrills him.
And here we are, 43 years later, I'm up on the stage wearing Beatle boots, playing guitar with Jimmy Capps on the Opry. He's been on the Opry for 53 years.
He also conceptualized and produced The King's Gift, a Christmas album and tour for country star Trace Atkins.
Boy, it's been just a blitz. In 2013, and I was actually working on Back to One, the new record, in 2013, but I was also doing something that was very special in my life. I was doing the Trace Atkins Christmas Celtic record, which basically took up a year of my life. There were a lot of people involved. The Chieftains were on it. Aileth McCormick, their lead singer, was on it. UK people, and it was a giant undertaking.
Oh come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel.
That experience led to one of the songs on Back to One, his cover of Joni Mitchell's River.
When we did the 2013 Trace Christmas Celtic tour, we had Lily Cosner out singing with us. And we had worked up River. I had actually done the arrangement for River on guitar that we did on the show for a little while, and it stuck in my head. When we got off the tour, I promised Lily that I would put that song down for her at some point, and I did, and it just turned into what you have now. We never really put the vocal on it.
Michael Spriggs was born in 1948 in England and given up for adoption. His aunt took him in when he was 6 months old, and he lived in orphanages throughout the UK. His adoptive parents ran the facilities for the Methodist Church. Upon moving to America via Canada, he did what every teenage boy did back then. He picked up an electric guitar.
So I started playing guitar when I was, like, serious electric guitar when I was about 12, and we were living in Williamsville then. And what came out of that was I was listening to, you know, The Ventures and The Shantays and Duane Eddy and all of that amazing freaking music. I remember the day when I heard Walk Don't Run for the first time. Blew my mind.
He started a rock group called The Rogues, who lasted 8 years, long enough to go from Beatles-style uniforms to embroidered Nehru jackets to blue jean-wearing long-haired hippies. They also recorded some singles.
Hot and cold, I cannot be more. I have life, but life is not a hold on me.
Apparently, The Rogues were a big deal in Buffalo.
Did you know that I was inducted into the Buffalo Music Hall of Fame in 2004?
Spriggs eventually wound up in Nashville, where he started playing on sessions, writing number one hits, and becoming a first-call studio musician. But while he was plucking on country tunes, he was hearing a different sound, one that incorporated lusher textures, more pastoral melodies, no singing, and lots of intricate, layered guitar work. That resulted in his debut, significantly called Without Words. His latest CD, Back to One, extends that sound. A lot of the new album includes a new instrument for Spriggs, the Irish bouzouki.
I'm addicted to bouzouki, John. I'll tell you something that's happened, and I'll be doing it tomorrow. I'm working, doing a record tomorrow, a Nashville record. I don't stack my acoustic guitar parts anymore on guitar. I stack them on bouzouki. Just the power of it, the drone of it, and the inversions are amazing. But it's the power of it, the rhythmic power of it, where you can get into double time things and what I call dotted quarters, you know, bam, zhidaga down, bam, zhidaga daga, bam, zhidaga, those kind of feels, which that's in my blood. That's I was born with that genome in my body.
Although he's immersed in country music, Michael Spriggs is a big fan of ambient and post-rock sounds. He'll talk about Sigur Rós with the same ardor as he'll discuss Chet Atkins. When I interviewed him back in 2009, he cited Steve Roach's seminal album, Structures from Silence, as one of his favorites.
Great record. I still think that is the definitive synth record that's ever been done. I love it. Well, I'm a big fan of his anyway, you know that. Structures from Silence is a record that I kind of listen to, and it's a benchmark for how ambient you really should be if you want to do synth pads. So if he's listening, I've learned the lesson. So.
On Back to One, he has a bonus disc, a 24-minute composition of pure ambient synthesizer guitar called Sensorium. Obviously not at the Grand Ole Opry anymore, or perhaps it's a Grand Ole Opry sliding on a pedal steel guitar into space. Michael Spriggs' latest album is called Back to One. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's echoes, ECHOES.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.